All right, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. It is baseball time. It's the Giants and the Marlins, and we are joined by our philosopher, and that's Javier Lopez. Javi, how are you?
Doing great, Marty. How are you?
Yeah, very good, very good. Nice to be on a homestand for a change. Of course, not going the way the Giants want it. You know, you like to be over 500 on a homestand, but it is being home.
You're right. Obviously, we're not playing the kind of ball we want to be playing, but we have a chance with two more series coming in here to right the ship and see how we go before we hit the road again.
How disappointing is it to get into one of these little funks? You're the philosopher, so we ask you this. How disappointing is it, or maybe not, to lose 8 of 9 or, you know, get into one of those funks early in a season?
Well, I think obviously the competitive nature of everybody in the clubhouse, it's frustrating more than I don't like to use disappointed. I mean, disappointed, obviously they're trying to win ball games too, and we're doing the same, and we're just being beat. You know, I don't think there's a whole lot of things that we're doing that are beating ourselves besides maybe not getting, if you want to look deeper into things, maybe not getting that timely hit, not being able to string some hits together, not being able to put up a zero when we score a couple runs and kind of get us back into the dugout again. I mean, there's a lot of little things that I think aren't falling into place, but, you know, guys are just, they're still hungry, they're happy, and that's the most important thing that we got going right now. And if we didn't have that, then I would be worried and disappointed.
Yeah. The bullpen's had a little bit of a different look to it. You've got a couple. Well, you have Osich up here who you had last year, but now you got Stephen Okert up here. You've got Derek Law up here. Things are looking a little bit different.
Well, obviously, it's a bullpen that's evolving, and that's going to happen. That's always going to happen in this game, and you wouldn't have thought about it 2 weeks into a season that it'd be happening. You know, these are arms that we were kind of hoping would be seasoned down in AAA a little bit longer and come up when needed, but you know what? Sometimes the call is early, and that's what's happened, and they've responded, and you know, Derek Law's come up and thrown the ball great, and Okert's getting, you could see it, he's still a little nervous when he's out there on the mound, but he's starting to figure it out, and his stuff plays, all their stuff's play, and Broadway's back up again. We got a lot of guys, a lot of velocity. I know that's the trend in the game, and I don't see it changing anytime soon, so you know, might as well add a couple big arms while we can.
Yeah, all right, Javier Lopez with us. You know, I've been watching some games. Of course, the weather is a little inconsistent early in the year. What's it like playing in a game in a drizzle, in the rain, where the ball may be wet? What's all that like?
Well, it really becomes more of a mental challenge than anything. Obviously, we are so routine-oriented, but it's almost, I like to think about it like spring training. When you're down in Arizona, you're always going to get sunny and 80 degrees, and that's what you're used to. You just got to deal with a drier ball and the altitude. And when you get down to San Francisco, you expect cold days. You expect a little bit of wind, but when you add the element of that moisture out there, it becomes more of a head game than anything else. I think the grounds crew does a great job of making sure the field is playable, and we've played worse, and it's more of a mental thing. You got to just rely on what you've done and mechanically and really just try to execute that in that regard, not trying to do anything more than you're capable of. And I think that's usually how we persevere in these inclement weather times.
Yeah, it's funny to me because, you know, we're sitting in cover, and I'm looking at it, and you're actually sitting, you're working in the rain. You are doing your job in the rain in a game that's a game of precision. What about handling the baseball as a pitcher?
Oh, it does present its challenges. There's no doubt about it. You know, everybody fights for getting a grip on a normal dry day. So when you get the moisture out there, you do try to find that dry spot on your uniform where you can wipe your hands, or maybe you got to rub the ball a little extra just to try to loosen that up and get that dry. But you know, it is what it is. You know, you can't worry about those things. Everybody's got to play with those conditions, and you just you got to just go with what you know and prepare the best you can and realize that the other team's got to deal with the same elements. So you know, go out and execute and do the best you can and you know, control what you can control.
You think it's tougher on the hitter or the pitcher? Because the hitter's standing there, and you're going to throw the ball 90 miles an hour, and he's got the raindrops coming down, and now you're looking in. You want to be able to see the catcher and get everything mechanically right. Who's it tougher on?
Well, I would obviously side on the pitcher's side because that's what I do, but I think that you know, the hitters would have a valid argument, but ultimately you're just reacting as a hitter. As a pitcher, you're the one that's starting the play, so you're the one that's going to have to execute some way, shape, or form. So nothing starts without a pitch being thrown. So I would say the pressure's on the pitcher to try to find that, not only a release point, but a comfortable grip where the ball's not slipping out of the hand, so you can do what the ball can do what you want it to do. But you know, I do understand when hitters say that they don't like the wet weather. That's true as well, because they have to dig into the box as well. And if they're slipping and sliding, that's not comfortable for anybody.
Yeah. Well, you know, you brought up a good phrase for me, and that who the pressure is on. And I was thinking about it. You know, base is loaded, the hitter comes up, and they bring the relief pitcher in. Who's the pressure on? Is it the pressure on the hitter or the pitcher?
Well, I think obviously, again, I'm going to side on the pitcher here. When you come in bases loaded, you don't have any room for error. And as a good hitter will tell you, they're just going to go ahead and wait for you to come into the zone, into their zone. You know, you have to be able to not only work ahead in the count, but you got to execute. You got to really try to avoid the middle of the plate. You know, you're really trying to get some contact, whether it's a soft ground or somewhere, or a fly ball, depending on the situation. But, you know, it really starts with the pitcher and ends with the pitcher. And, you know, you do kind of benefit from the fact sometimes where you get a young hitter at the plate that are swinging at the first thing they see. So, you know, there's pros and cons to both, but I think that when a pitcher comes in, they got to execute.
Yeah, they always says a hitter will get themselves out. That's one of the phrases you hear in baseball. So we'll see. A couple of things made me think of what you were talking about as well, and that is hitters now like to hit the first pitch. This is one of the trends we're seeing. Now, you want to get ahead of the hitter. You want to get your strike in there so you can work your low part of the plate on the outside. How do you pitch now, knowing that they're going to try to hit the first pitch?
Well, we have extensive scouting reports on all these things. It's almost, at times it might be get a bit like paralysis by analysis, because we have so much information, and that's just the way the game's going nowadays. But, you know, you still execute and pitch to your strengths. And I don't think there's a pitcher that's ever going to tell you, I don't care how hard they throw, how soft they throw, if they're not out there and wanting outs three pitches or less, then they're doing the wrong thing. Because the quicker outs you get, the deeper you can go in a ball game, and that's what's the most important thing. And I think that's what we try to do. So I think if you ask every pitcher, you ask me, I'm going to still throw my pitch. I'm still going to try to execute. I rely on my sinker. So you can hit it as hard as you can. I'm going to trust the hands of my infielders, and I got a Gold Glover out there, and three Gold Glove runner-ups, and you know, I like our chances of making plays.
All right, so you make your pitch, and no matter what the count, you're going to make your pitch, especially the first pitch. All right, over the weekend, the Marlins are here, and you may see Ichiro. You know, left-handed pinch hitter, you may see him. You may get Justin Bour for the Marlins, the left-handed hitting first base. But let's focus on Ichiro for a minute. Pitching against him, he's sort of running out of the box, you know, and he's going to tap the ball somewhere. He's getting close to 2,900, I think 40 hits right now. How do you work Ichiro? Now, I would say this to you. When he first came up, and remember the A's pitched him high and away, they wanted to blow it high and away, hard stuff high and away. I don't know what you throw to him now, but what about Ichiro?
Well, I love the guy. You know, I've always been a fan, and that's one of the things that I really admire about the guy. It's one thing to age as a pitcher. You could still kind of stick around, but as a position player, it's demanding when you have to be out there as often as they do, and to be able to do it. And obviously, he's not the hitter that he used to be, but he still has an idea and knows what he's doing at the plate. And he's got his own personal goals, and it's just fun to watch him play. You know, I think that's the best part about it is, you know, I know Bruce Bochy, he's a big fan of him, and he was even thinking about trying to get him over here. I mean, the guy's he's a competitor, he's a gamer, but he's a guy that has a plan, and those are the dangerous combinations that you get when you face a veteran player like that. And with Ichiro, you just try to kind of, with everybody, you try to dictate the count the best you can. But with Ichiro, you know, you really want him to get out of his comfort zone whenever you can. And you know, like you were saying, it was early, it was up and away, then it started being hard in on the guy, and now it's just, I think it's a combination of both. But he's fun. He's a fun guy to watch, but he's somebody it's a fun challenge, and I often look forward to it. I've been able to face him since 2007 when I was in Boston, so I've had a couple run-ins with the guy, and it's nice to just watch it evolve from year to year.
How do you do?
I've done well. I've got him actually to hit a bunch of ground balls. Struck him out one time, which for me it's hard to do with that guy because he's such a great contact hitter. But you know, it's fun. I look forward to it, and I think a lot of the guys when they have a chance to face kind of like a living legend, they'll enjoy it as well.
Yeah, very good. Great answer. I was just thinking as you're talking, you know, because you love the sinker, you like the ball down, and he's just going to tap it, you know, and he's got great speed. You got to probably play in on him a little bit.
Well, definitely, you know, you play the little bit of a shift, I think, that we've been having for most of the time with a lefty, so the third baseman will maybe slide over a little bit, and you just play him to pull. He's not much of a guy that's going to go to left field very often on the ground. So if that happens, you know, you just try to pitch to your defense. But ultimately, that's what you're trying to do, is get him to hit it on ground ball to our wonderful infield, and I like our chances.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good, and that's, I like the way you're talking about Ichiro. We'll see what he does. What about Jake Arrieta? Did you get to see any of the no-hitter they threw against Cincinnati? Boy, this guy is just something else.
Yeah, he's a tremendous pitcher. I did see the last inning. That's all I saw. But, you know, he's a tremendous talent. I don't think it's surprising anybody what he's doing out there on the mound. I think I saw the stat about his last 15 starts and how great he's been. And, you know, that's to his credit. He works his tail off. And you know, when you put in that time and you really dedicate yourself to your craft and you have the kind of stuff that he has, it's an option, and that might happen every single time he touches the ball every 5 days. So, you know, to see it happen was great. Unfortunate, a fan had to go and interrupt the celebration at the end of it. But, you know, to Jake's credit, the guy's just he's a competitor. He's tenacious, and it's fun to watch. As a pitcher, it's fun to watch pitchers dominate.
All right, let's get back to the Giants just for a second as we wrap it up with Javier Lopez, our philosopher. What do you tell the fans? I mean, I've got to take the calls. I've got to talk to everybody. Your buddy George Conte is supposed to join us on Saturday night, take a couple of calls. But what do you tell the fans with the start you have, great out of the gate, and then all of a sudden hitting the speed bump?
Well, I don't know what you do say. I mean, obviously every call is going to be different, but I think you, again, it's April. It's not... you're not going to win the division in April. You're not going to lose it in April. A lot of things have to happen, and I know you like to describe the mosaic of a season, and we're working on it right now. There's a couple pieces. These are might be shattered in little small pieces right now with how many little things we got going here. But there's no cause for concern on in the locker room or anything like that. And you know, if the fans didn't care and they weren't passionate, then they wouldn't be packing the house every night. And we all know that. We're cognizant of that. And you know, trust me, everybody is not enjoying losing, and at some point in time we're going to get the starting pitching where we're not going to spoil a great outing. You know, we've had a couple where that's the number one rule. You never want to ruin a bad start, and we're getting some good starts and unfortunately not being able to hold those leads, but that'll turn around. It always does. And you know, chin up, as I always like to say, and I say it to my kids and they say it to me, so chin up.
All right, that's why we call him the philosopher. Javi, thanks so much as always.
No problem, Marty, anytime.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.